Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Alan Parker, who is the Senior Vice President of Product Strategies at the Mohawk Group, which at Mohawk is the area of the business that focuses on the contract side. And so how you doing this morning, Alan?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for being with us this morning. There's been a lot of changes at the Mohawk Group. Actually, you know, we did an article recently in Floor Focus, and I talked to Al Cabus to get the information. Why don't you tell us real quickly what's happened at Mohawk in the last 9 months?
Well, that's a big question. It's more like what hasn't happened at Mohawk in the last 9 months. Since Al came in, he's really brought a new vision to how we're structured and how we want to go to market. And it's been a very, very good move for all of us. But some of the most significant changes, a year ago we had 6 commercial brands at the Mohawk Group. We had Bigelow, Mohawk Commercial, Lee's, Durkin Commercial, Karastan, and Durkin Hospitality. The problem with that is it was very confusing to our customer base. So we did a very in-depth quantitative and qualitative study from the market and realized that we needed to clean up our brands and have more clarity to our customers. So where we netted out was our new brand structure is based on Bigelow, and Bigelow represents sensible style to our brand mantras. Then we have Lee's, which Lee's stands for the art of performance. Then we have our Karastan brand, which stands for a step above. And last, we have our Durkin hospitality brand, which stands for patterned after you. So by cleaning up the portfolio, we eliminated a lot of overlap between the brands that was confusing to our dealers, to our end users, and to our designers who specify the product. So the main goal was just to bring much more clarity to the products that we offer.
Well, I know that had to be a interesting transition. I know that I guess Mohawk, as they had grown over the years, they had just kept adding businesses, and prior to this change you were basically running as 4 or 5 separate businesses, and now you're one business. And just stepping into you, I mean, you're over all product strategies for the whole contract business, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. When we were operating as individual brands, you know, even though we're one corporation and we're using the same assets across the company, each brand had its own brand manager who was responsible for sales, product strategy, and marketing direction. And even though you may, you know, give each brand manager a set of parameters that your market is supposed to be focused on, you know, individual brands tend to creep outside of what their goal or their core intent is to be. So on the surface, you know, we had these brands, but behind the scenes, we were creating much, much more complexity and overlap of product just due to natural creep of the brand trying to be more than it should be. And, you know, it becomes a personal thing, too. An individual who has brand responsibility wants to make the most of that brand, and at times is going to make decisions that may not be best for the company that takes that brand outside of its scope. So, you know, by my responsibility having all the brands, I'm really able to look at it from what's best for the corporation, what's best to take advantage of our asset base, how can we best streamline things that we do, yet retain brand individualization and taking the emotion out of it. So, you know, I'm able to look at product ideas and conceptual ideas that our product development team creates and position those products in the brand that's best fit to, you know, take it to market and capitalize on sales the most.
Well, I got to hand it to you. I don't know if you're getting much sleep, but you're responsible for product for over, I think, almost $800 million worth of annual business. So I know it's a big job.
It's a handful.
So let's move over to, you know, the kind of the news of the hour is this recent NeoCon show. So NeoCon was last week. How was the show for you guys?
The show was excellent. You know, we went into Chicago expecting good traffic, but I have to say that the traffic was much better than, you know, it exceeded our expectations. And we had two major changes at the show. Previously, our Lee's brand had a showroom separate from the Mohawk Group brand. And in unifying all of our brands together, we exited the Lee's showroom and brought everybody into one brand new Mohawk Group showroom that was designed by Ken Wilson of Envision Design out of D.C. And we expect to be LEED Gold certified for the showroom. So it was a really big event for us to have Bigelow, Lee's, Karastan, and Durkin in the same showroom. And then we took a separate showroom space across the hall from us that used to be Design Tech's showroom and made that our innovation space and conference space. So, you know, it was a really big year for us.
Yeah, you know, I was in your space several times. It was always very crowded. Mm-hmm. And one of the neat things about it was, you know, kind of an open design. You could, you know, see all the way from one end to the other.
Right.
And yet there was plenty of space the way you had merchandised or displayed the product with those panels that were multi-layered.
Right.
So it's a very neat design.
Yeah, our objective to Ken Wilson was to create a space that felt like you were in a Apple store with a Nordstrom in the middle of it.
Okay.
And I think he accomplished that very well because it was a very, very easy space to work. And even when it was super crowded, you know, it didn't feel claustrophobic.
Well, as part of being at NeoCon and having a lot of traffic, you also have another little piece of news. You guys actually, of all the flooring companies at NeoCon, there were only two gold awards that were given, and you guys won one of them. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Modular Gold Best of NeoCon Award?
Okay. The collection that we were awarded the gold for was, it's called Places and Spaces. It is a collaboration with HOK. We've been doing collaborations for almost 14 or 15 years now, so I strongly believe in the collaborative effort of always looking outside for new ideas. And HOK, we've worked with them for 3 years now in different aspects of development. And what was unique with this year's collaboration is we took four of their offices. It was the Washington, D.C. office, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. And each office came to the collaboration with ideas and concepts that represented their region of the country. So we got a nice flavor of different patterns and design effects based on their input. And we broke the collection into two sections. We have four products in the that are tufted products that are on carpet tile on our Encycle backing, which is our PVC-free backing. And then we have three products that are actually printed carpet tile, and they're on our EcoFlex urethane backing. And what's unique with that is, again, with our new brand structure, you know, I'm able to look at the asset base of the whole company. And in the past, we may have done this collaboration for Lee's, and some of these patterns were very graphically oriented that, to a point you couldn't translate on a tufting machine. So, you know, being able to think of, hey, we've got our Durkin Hospitality print line. We've been making carpet tile there. Let's take advantage of that and bring a printed tile into the Lee's line for the first time. You know, we approached it. It doesn't look like a hospitality print at all. It's just a nice, subtle gradation of color effects.
Now, I got to admit, the one that was, you know, they were all very impressive, but the one that really stood out to me was the one that HOK Chicago did that they named after, I guess, some body of water.
Yeah, the Monroe Harbor.
Yeah, that's right. And,
yeah.
And actually, I mean, when you see it, it does, you know, the way the pools of water would look on carpet, I mean, it's very well done.
Yeah, it was, our design team did a great job interpreting their concepts, and we had fun with that. The, you know, the tufted patterns were a little bit more literal in their translation, but Chicago and also L.A. threw some things at us that were, you know, a bit more abstract. And there were two patterns from L.A. One of them we named Haze, but it was
smog.
It was based on photographs of the Hollywood Hills with all the smog.
Yeah. And the other one was headlights, wasn't
with
it?
Headlights, yeah. Right. It was the idea there was driving on the freeways in L.A. when it's raining, which that's a scary thing because I've lived there.
Yeah.
But the you know, the interpretation of it really gave us a whole new pattern direction to consider for the Lee's brand, and it paid off. The judges really, you know, thought it was great.
Well, one other thing I noticed when we were in your showroom, and by the way, congratulations on that. I mean, a gold award, you know, that's always a major accomplishment. But one other thing I noticed was across the way you had a Carpet of the Future area. Tell us a little bit about what was going on there.
Yeah, that's correct. Our second showroom, the idea there is to expose to the design community things that we're working on. It's kind of like a concept car space. And we previewed what we're calling Remade in the USA, which is a trademark name that we have now. And it's really, it's the industry's first 98% post-consumer carpet tile by total product weight. So this isn't broken down by components. This is the total product is 98% post-consumer. And, you know, this is not something that we're ready to go to market on and sell today, but it did prove to us by taking advantage of our Greenworks facility at Mohawk, which recycles a tremendous amount of PET, water bottles, carpet, and other materials, that we were able to use those components to create some of the layers in the product from the fiber to the backing out of post-consumer recycled content. So we're very excited about previewing that. You know, it's going to take us some time. This isn't something, again, that's ready to sell. But what it does is it proves that within our own facilities right now, we do have the means to achieve this, and we really just, you know, got to spend some time over the next 12 to 18 months gearing up production to be able to take these materials and take them to a finished product.
So you're able to do it on a smaller scale, this 98% consumer recycled product, excuse me.
Right.
And so your goal, it's kind of a goal for you. It's where you're headed.
Absolutely correct. It's a goal. We're not going out saying we're doing this today, but we are saying that we can do this without any, I mean, when we did this, we did not spend any money on any kind of CapEx projects in order to achieve this. We did this through existing assets in the Mohawk facilities. So, you know, some of these things would have to be changed a bit to gear up to full production mode, but we proved to ourselves that we can do this, and we have a target to shoot for.
Well, that's good. That's great. And then I took note of it when we were at the show, and I think we're going to mention it in our July highlights. But
great.
Alan, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We've been talking to Alan Parker. He is the Senior Vice President of Product Strategy for the Mohawk Group, and you're listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.